The Democratic Alliance has today written to the Speaker of the National Assembly, Thandi Modise, requesting her to urgently establish an ad hoc committee which will perform an oversight function over the interministerial committee which has been established by President Cyril Ramaphosa, which will be headed up by the Deputy President David Mabuza. This request is in accordance to the National Assembly rules, particularly Section 253 of the National Assembly rules, which makes for provision for the establishment of an ad hoc committee that will perform a specific function. Our view is that at this particular juncture, while the Speaker had initially stated in her response to the DA for the establishment of an ad hoc committee that in fact the Department of the Portfolio of Health can continue to perform oversight, we are of the view that now that an interministerial committee has been established, it is quite important that a multi-party, multi-portfolio ad hoc committee be established that will perform oversight over this body. It's very important that Parliament starts to exercise its role of oversight. And we would request, in addition to this establishment to the Speaker, that the terms of reference for this ad hoc committee be established that would require the Deputy President and his team of ministers to report to Parliament on a weekly basis, giving detailed accounts of where South Africa is with the rollout of the vaccine, how much it is costing the country, and also ensuring that we have absolute oversight on the procurement processes. We can ill afford to have Parliament taking a backseat yet again in a crisis of this nature. It's important that as the national legislature, we take the forefront in ensuring that we represent the people of South Africa, but also particularly that we perform our oversight function at all times.